Episode 3008, Attention to Detail Matters.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready for a vacation? Oh, guess what? It's Friday, and that means the weekend is around the corner. So take a deep breath. First, let's get through confessions of an upset mama. Come on, attention to detail matters. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. All right, well, here we go. We are just going to jump in because hopefully my voice will last till the end of this. And then guess what? You can have a break. That means you get to go and do whatever you need to do and prepare for the weekend. And I pray that we all have beautiful weather. You know, when we focus on the details of our children's lives, we can provide the backdrop to support them through their stages of development. So keep your eyes on the prize. Attention to detail matters. It's interesting that when we look at development for children, man, I remember when I studied it way, way back in the day, like when I was a lot younger, we'll say decades ago. And then I studied it in college, and then I studied it again because of having my own children. And then I experienced it. There's a big difference of studying it and experiencing it. And when you move from studying to experiencing to being immersed in it, wow, that's all I got to say. But it's unfortunate because a lot of us will have had to have studied it because it's pushed in front of us. And then what happens is we know it's going to come up eventually. We get married or maybe we don't, however it goes. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's kids now in my life. I guess I got to do something with them. I don't know. We get confused. And then life happens and we're like, I got bills to pay and I got to keep a roof over the head and got to put clothes on them. And I got to make sure we have food. And I mean, all of these lists just add up and add up. And pretty soon you're like, what did I study? And your kids are now 14, 15, 18, 22, whatever it is, they're older. And you missed their stages of development. Moms, dads, we cannot afford to leave any aspect of our children's growth unchecked or unmonitored. Attention to detail is especially important as children transition from one stage of life to another. Imagine if you did not watch your child from rolling over to crawling to scooting to walking. Do you think their process of movement would be the same if you were not available for support? The way they would have gained their mobility skills would have been totally different. There might have been more bruises on the head from trying and falling down so many times. Mm-hmm. They might have actually crawled sooner. Mm-hmm. They might be less likely to cry so much when they didn't get their way. In today's fast-paced world, families often lead busy and hectic lives. We do. It's a busy badge of honor. It's oh so fun to say, but man, do we pay. We pay the price. Just because we have this busy badge of honor on us doesn't make us better as parents. It doesn't. So we've got to make time to support our youth, our next generation. It is essential to take notice of their lives, interests, their ambitions. Because if we neglect to pay attention, we can miss out on valuable moments that shape and impact our children's future. So the question is, how do we balance this attention without becoming too overbearing? Yeah, you really don't want to be that drone parent, do you? Now, I do agree that you will have moments and there are few and far between, but sometimes you have to be that overbearing parent because you know what? It's a matter of life and death. And so you be that. And that's okay. And you don't ever apologize for it. because you're doing something for your child. You need to help them through a situation, a circumstance, and you're the only one who has the answers. And so you're just going to take the bull by the horns and you ride it out and you train them up. But for the most part, when we look at their entire life, how do we balance this attention without becoming too overbearing, without being that kind of weird, creepy parent that's like always lurking? Yeah, you don't want to be that kind of parent. I mean, already I'm coming up with this really strange movie in my head and I just don't want to play it out. We train our children based on our reactions and responses to their actions. Think about that for a moment. You train your child based on your reactions and your responses to their actions. So to say the least, we have a significant impact on our children's lives. Everything you do, you don't think it's calculated, but man, your child's watching you. And their response and their reactions and their actions are more calculated than ours. Why should they get the upper hand? Seriously. Now, if my family, if my children are listening to this, if my grandson's listening to this, I'm telling you, stop now because I don't want you to know all my secrets. But no, actually, you need to know all my secrets because I tell you, as you get older, there is a reason why I do what I do, the madness of motherhood. Why do you think I call it Confessions of an Upset Mama? Because it's this roller coaster. It's this up and down. There's not a one size fits all. You don't sit here and live by this one rule every single day, with the exception of consistency. That is the rule that follows you through everything. That's the through line in this story, consistency. So, what do you do? How do you take responsibility? Because it is. It's our responsibility to guide and nurture our children. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Guide and nurture your children. And in order to do that, you first must be present. And I wanted to whisper that to you because I want you to hear it. That word is almost a sacred word. Mom, Dad, you gotta be present. When spending time with your child, put aside distractions, such as your mobile phones or even work. Figure a way to let work stop for at least an hour and pay attention to your child. Engage with them, listen to what they have to say, and be interested in their lives sincerely. I'm telling you right now, I don't care what the age of the child, they know whether or not you're sincere. They know whether or not it's coming from the heart. Now, it's crucial to establish a strong emotional connection. And also, presence is not just about when you're with them. Know who they're hanging out with, the activities they are doing on their phone. Yeah, know their social media and what's happening in their room, even when they're home and you're not, or you're home and they're home too. Don't assume that nothing is happening. Oh, they're in their room, you know, nothing's happening. It's all fine. As a parent, you are always alert and aware. On guard. Yeah. You've got to pay attention to what's going on with your child. The people who should know your child best is you. But it's so unfortunate that most parents do not know their children. They have no idea. As they go through the stages of life, they don't know their favorite color, and that changes, by the way. They don't know their favorite food, that changes, by the way. They don't know their best friends, that changes, by the way. Right? Through the roller coasters of life, everything changes. They're kids. And then you complicate it by having them in your life, meaning if you move, oh my goodness, we start all over again. So you've got to be on guard, be present. Number two, encourage independence. Letting our children take the lead in their lives helps them to develop independence, responsibility, and decision-making skills, critical thinking skills, all of these so important. But in order for them to do so, it requires them to earn your trust. So encouraging independence and earning your trust, it goes hand in hand. Before you start saying yes to everything, be sure they are climbing the trust ladder. And then as they develop and become older, allow them to choose their interests, their hobbies, their passions. Allow them to pare down. They don't need to be in 20,000 things. Okay, that's an over-exaggeration. They don't need to be in 7 things. They need to be in 3 things. Imagine how that will lessen their stress, their anxiety. Why do we keep pushing them? Oh, you could do more. You got this. You could do more. Maybe what they need is, no more overbearing. As they get older, let's have conversations. Let them flex that independence muscle. Yes, they've got to be earning that trust, right? So they're walking up the trust ladder. And if they go down a couple steps because something happened, well, then they've got to earn it and go back up. Now, that's something that you have to see. That's a joint venture that you're on with whoever is parenting them. So if it's you and their dad, awesome. If it's you and their stepdad, whatever it is, however the family tree ignites, if it's grandma that's hands-on all the time, then grandma, you know what? That's your responsibility. Step up to the plate. But we've got to stop making excuses. Stop wearing the busy badge honor. You don't get it anymore. The honor that you should wear is your child's name. Number 3, create a balance. It is essential to maintain a healthy balance between engaging our children's lives and giving them space to growing independently. Overbearing or micromanaging behavior could lead to negative consequences such as stress or burnout, right? The anxiety, the anxiousness. So as they continue to climb the trust ladder, then you can loosen the reins over time. And if you need to tighten the reins, then do so. You are the parent. That is your job. That is your responsibility. And finally, number 4, celebrate them and celebrate their achievements. Show your children that you are proud of them and who they are becoming first. Yes, you can celebrate their efforts and encourage them to continue with the things they enjoy and challenge them to learn new skills. But success does not have to be met in order for a celebration to occur. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, Dad? You got that, Mom? Success does not have to be met in order for a celebration to occur. See your child's heart. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. Attention to detail matters when it comes to supporting the next generation. They're our babies. And as parents, it is our responsibility to guide and nurture our children, but not to act in an overbearing or over-controlling manner. There will be those times, I told you there will be. I've had many of them. Of course, I have 5 children. So, you know, one child equals so many, another child equals so many. So when I add it all together, I'm like, oh my goodness. But if I really look at it, there's not that many that I had to be overbearing. There were a few. And did I have to tighten the reins? Yep. Did I sometimes have to hold them hostage in their own home? Well, I didn't really, but they felt like that. That's because I was their parent. I wasn't their friend. Be present in their everyday, regardless of the age or stage of development. The goal here, remember, is to raise up children so they can go out and impact the world they touch in a positive and productive manner. Let's show our children how valuable they are and support them in achieving their dreams. Remember, we're to guide and to nurture. We're to love them right where they're at. So my prayer for you is may you pack your patience daily and keep your mom dar or your dad dar always on alert. Keep your eyes on the prize. Your children are diamonds in the rough. Go love them where they're at. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.